Madison Cawthorn film set in football field, I Will Never Kneel, I Will Stand, by Hannah Blow on September 12, 2020. Madison Cawthorn, the Republican candidate for North Carolina's 11th congressional district, drew attention to members of the progressive left, including athletes, refusing to stand for the country and flag. Rising from his wheelchair and promising to always stand for the United States of America in a recent ad. Cawthorn, who was partially paralyzed after a tragic car accident in 2014, took aim at both politicians and athletes who refused to stand for the country. Are you tired of politicians who stand for nothing? You vote for these people to stand up for you. But when was the last time you saw a politician take a stand for anything? He asked as he made his way across a football field. The political class, he said, kneels to socialism, violent mobs, globalism, and to those who want to hollow out our middle class, destroy our business, open our borders, and close our schools. To be born an American is a gift from God. Living under this flag is a blessing no matter who you are or where you come from. I will never ever disrespect it. I am proud to be an American, and because I'm proud, I stand, he said, using his arms to stand from his wheelchair in the end zone. I will never kneel. I will stand, he added. Cawthorn made a similar call during his Republican National Convention speech last month, standing from his wheelchair at the end of his speech. You can kneel before God, but stand for our flag, Cawthorn said. The American idea my ancestors fought for during the Revolutionary War is as exciting and revolutionary today as it was 250 years ago. I say to Americans who love our country, young and old, be a radical for freedom. Be a radical for liberty. Be a radical for our republic for which I stand. One nation, under God, with liberty and justice for all, he added. The NFL kicked off its season on Thursday evening, paying homage to the Black Lives Matter movement in several instances. Notably, the Houston Texans opted to remain in the locker room during both the Black National Anthem and Star Spangled Banner to avoid any confusion or any negative flashback on guys kneeling, you know, standing for one and kneeling for others, according to Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. Chiefs defensive end Alex Okafor took a knee during the national anthem while holding his fist in the air prior to both teams standing arm to arm in a moment of unity, which triggered boos from the crowd.